Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Eason here with Alex King. Today is Wednesday, July the 10th, 2019. It's 4 p.m. in New York, 1 p.m. Los Angeles, 9 p.m. London, and that would be 6 a.m. in Sydney and 5 a.m. in Tokyo. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us for another LOA Today episode. This is your daily dose of happy, and I'm happy that Alex is able to sit in for Cindy Chavez, who is on an extended summer vacation, well-deserved, I might add. But she'll be back next week. We'll be doing more Nevilleizing. Neville Day has not disappeared from LOA Today. It's just taking a vacation, which she needs to do.
Taking a vacation.
That's right.
But it's the perfect time of year.
Isn't it, though? Summer is the best time to take a vacation.
And agreed.
It's summer in the Northern Hemisphere.
What part of the world you're in?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, here in the Northern Hemisphere, where it is summer, and summer's warm, and warm is actually a good time to go out, it is. I mean, if we were in Sydney, Australia, maybe not so much, unless it's a ski vacation. I mean, those have been known to occur.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I want to make sure I have been sliding and slipping a little bit. I have not been doing the promos toward the beginning of the show like I had promised myself and everyone else, including you, that I was going to do. So let's do the promos now because they are fun.
All right.
Simple. So first and foremost, why haven't you subscribed? Oh, yeah, that's right. Most of you have. Actually, it's an interesting point, Alex. I was checking the numbers. Literally, like 85 to 90% of our listeners are subscribed. So
we're
actually doing really good on that front. But it's the other 10 to 15% that we're talking to. So if you are new to the show or relatively new and have not yet subscribed, come on, join the fun. We do a show 5 days a week. Every show is different. Every topic is different. It's all about law of attraction, but since law of attraction is about life, it's really all about life. And you know, that can be very different from day to day.
Anything and everything.
And the main thing is we like to have fun. We like to lift our energy up and in the process help lift our listeners up. So
yeah.
You know, what better than to have a show that you can listen to that helps you feel better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to loatoday.net website, and right at the top of the page, you will see very simple instructions on how to become a subscriber. That is, if you aren't already a subscriber. If you are a subscriber, or if you are becoming one as you go through those steps, then share the fact that you are subscribing and listening so that other people can get their daily doses of happy as well. Mm-hmm. And since we now live stream to YouTube, we are able to be seen. You can actually see what our faces look like as we're doing these shows. And you can even watch us live streaming it while we're doing it.
Yeah. So, this is live, right?
Right now, we're live. Yeah, and most people are listening to the recording, but we're doing it live. So join in the fun, and we love having people visit us during the live stream, sharing ideas, asking questions. We haven't had any real questions from the live stream audience in a while, but they're fun. We like doing those.
They are fun.
So join us for one of the recordings sometime. And I just want you to tell people how they can subscribe and how they can get notified when we are live, so that they can join the live stream.
If you go to our podcast videos, you will see our smiling faces. And then when you, underneath our smiling faces, you can hit the subscribe button. Next to the subscribe button, there is a little bell. And you hit that bell and hit always, and you'll be notified every time we go live.
And by the way, the clue that you're in the right place is Alex's ears. If you see Alex with ears on, you know you're in the right place.
Yes.
And I have to admit, I like these new ears because they flash and they glow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not too many people can claim that they have ears that flash and glow. So
that's true. Well, anybody who shops at Five Below can claim that.
Okay, well, you know that. I appreciate that. New piece of information to have.
Shameless plug.
That's okay. We do shameless plugs all the time. No big deal. Now, I actually started the connection with Alex today before we did the podcast by saying, I don't have a topic. And she instantly jumped up and said, well, I got a topic. She says, I have a bone to pick with society. I said, oh, well, I guess we have a topic. So without further ado, what's the bone and why are we picking it?
Okay, so on the 4th of July, America's holiday, and I have things about that, but I'll put that aside for now. It was announced that Halle Bailey, not Halle Berry, will be playing the new Little Mermaid in the live-action Little Mermaid.
Okay.
And people are in an uproar because she's black.
So okay.
Most people are saying it's not going to be like the cartoon. You know, and they're very simply saying, listen, this isn't the redhead I grew up with. Cool. I understand that. I get that. The people who are overdoing it and are taking it to a whole racial thing, like there's no such thing as black mermaids.
Really? People are saying that?
People are saying that. Important people on TV. I forget this chick's name, but she was like, mermaids are as white as Jesus and Santa Claus. Seriously, this is happening. This is real life.
Okay. This is just another piece of evidence, as far as I'm concerned, that there are many people who have much too much time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing better to do than this, really.
Mm-hmm. And it really bothers me because someone had posted, it was a friend of mine's little sister, and she's a redhead. So she had posted, you know, I grew up, you know, appreciating the Little Mermaid, you know, Ariel for who she was because she was the only princess that looked like me. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I grew up not having any princesses that look like me. So now you know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, so that was my point. And then my second point is, where was the outrage when we did the live action version of Aladdin? And was the black genie. Now that wasn't a problem. I don't know. The whole point in the uproar about the genie was, can he do the job as good as Robin?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it an uproar for me necessarily, but it was certainly a big question because who else could do it as well as
right.
Robin? I don't care what your skin color is, your gender, I don't care if you're cross-dressed, who could do it as well as Robin Williams?
That's my point. Nobody cared that he was black, nobody cared.
No.
I don't know if it's because he's Will Smith and he has that power, or if the fact that it was...
Well, Will Smith is a pretty likable guy, let's be honest. He really is. It's hard to dislike Will Smith.
It's really hard to dislike.
There are some people I'm sure who will try, but yeah.
You can't. He does so much for the world. Like, you can't.
Well, he's happy. He's a happy person.
He's so happy. So happy. He's just in life. But he came a long way. He learned, learned lessons hard. He got into law of attraction and now he's living his best life.
And more power to him. I love it.
More power to him.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I have to say, I hadn't heard about this particular controversy, which I must say I'm very pleased that I did not hear because it means my efforts to avoid news are paying off. I am missing these very important news articles about who's playing Ariel in the next version of Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even much more, timely things that I can't even name because I'm not watching them. So
yeah,
whatever they are.
And my idea to only get my news from Facebook seems also to be working out.
Good.
Because this is where I get all my information from. So anyways, back to my point.
By the way, there's a problem with that, you know. If you're going to get all your information from Facebook, you better have some pretty damn good filtering going on inside your head. Because, I mean, the information from Facebook is just a mess.
No, if it's not in my interest. Well, first of all, I don't have friends that on my list that are, you know, posting dumb stuff.
So, that's good.
You know, it's my list is very exclusive. I've said it before. It's hard to get in.
But you don't have to have them among your friends in order to get some really loony stuff. I mean, they do have what they call Facebook advertising, and they've got, you know, news items that are, you know, breaking news
scroll
items,
right,
all those stuff.
Scroll right past those.
Well, I have to admit I do too. I can't tell you what's in them, but.
Nope. Every once in a while, clickbait will get me, but it'll usually be on one of my TV group pages, and it'll be like, oh, 25 things you didn't know about Supernatural. And then I click it, and I was like, I did know all this.
Well, the next post will be from you, the 25 things that the person who wrote the 25 things didn't know about Supernatural.
Facts. If I had the time.
If you had the time, yes.
But yeah, so anyways, as I was saying, the people who are overdoing this whole situation I feel like, and I'm not gonna say I feel like, I have read that they are saying, this is not my mermaid, this is not my Ariel, because these are the same people who were brought up by the same people who were saying, this is not my school, this is not my neighborhood, this is not my drinking fountain. And that brings me back, I mean, further than I was alive, but I'm saying, you know, my mom's told me stories, and it's just, it hurts in a whole different way. It's like, we can't evolve. Like, why can't we have a black mermaid? Like, I wear red hair every once in a while. Like, what's the problem? I don't understand where.
I don't even know what color your hair is going to be. To be perfectly honest, exactly. It varies from day to day.
Exactly. So I don't get what the big issue is. I don't understand why. And the girl who's playing Ariel has an amazing voice. So just based on her voice alone, she should be the mermaid. Mm. So, and that's how I feel about that. That's the bone I had to pick with society.
Okay. I normally don't do a whole lot of addressing racial issues because I really don't want to delve into an area that I think is basically a lose-lose. So
it can be a lose-lose. It can be a civil argument, especially.
Oh, it can be civil. I just don't see it. But I don't walk away from them ever feeling like, wow, I just feel so much better. Not the way it works for me anyway.
Well, so, avoidance is part of the problem.
Avoidance of what though?
Avoidance of the conversation. These conversations need to be had.
By whom?
By everyone.
Well, I don't really feel like I have a need to do it, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, do tell me why. I'd like to know.
Because I don't think about people racially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sense a little doubt going on there.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you personally, but that's like one of the main sentences that racist people say. Next in line is, but some of my best friends are black.
Well, one of my best friends is, her name is Alex, but that's beside the point.
That gets you a pass. That gets you a pass.
No, but my point is, I mean, I'm not doubting that there are people who are racist who may say things like that.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying they're racist. It's their.
What does that mean?
The avoidance, like, they're not blatantly like, oh my god, I hate black people.
But oh, I see.
They're just ignorant, I would say, to their situation. And ignorant to other people's way of life and situations. Like when I was at the doctor's the other day and this white lady came up to me and was like, oh, I love your hair. It's fine to love my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Do not pet me. I am not a dog.
She petted you?
She was like touching my hair. She's like petting it, first of all. So many things.
Oh, okay.
First of all, I understand you've probably never felt black people's texture of hair before, so it feels like cotton candy, so you want to touch it.
Cotton candy, okay.
It comes in all textures, so they're like, ooh, I want to touch it. It's like, no, you don't do that. That's so disrespectful. Second of all, majority of us are wearing weaves, so you do not touch our hair.
Oh, yeah, well, that would be true, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're causing a problem. Like, so... But they, like I said, they're ignorant to their own situation because they haven't dealt with the situation before. So they, you know, they haven't.
But I'm going to give them some credit though.
Mm.
Because in my mind, the only way that racism is ever going to end is if we stop thinking of people racially. So they may not be going about it in the way that you would approve of, but I give them credit for trying to get there.
Meaning?
Meaning that no matter what perspective someone brings to the issue of race, no matter how much baggage they bring to it,
mm-hmm.
I don't care what your situation is, if you're going to grow out of it, you're not going to do it all in one fell swoop.
No, you're not.
You're going to do it in steps. To me, saying that I don't think about somebody in terms of race is a good step. It's a step in the right direction. Because that's ultimately where we need to be. We need to be at the point where race just doesn't even matter. It's just not even an issue. It's not even a point.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give them credit for that. That's a good thing. That's kind of similar to what we talk about when we talk about being deliberate creators. Focusing on what we prefer, now on what we don't prefer. And if we're not there yet, take it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're not there, try to take some steps. You know, we talk about how belief is built up by repeating the same idea over and over again.
Yep.
And getting into the feeling of it. Even if you don't believe it yet, you just keep doing it over and over again. It's like, it's propaganda. If you keep propagandizing your subconscious mind, your subconscious mind will start to believe it. You know, so you just keep going at it and going at it and going at it until finally you brought into this new belief that you didn't have before. That's how beliefs get built up. So I give someone credit. I don't care how racist they may have been. I give them credit if they are saying and trying to believe I don't treat people racially, because that means they are learning the right thing. They are learning what they really need to learn.
I mean, I feel like they're saying it, but are you taking actions to believe in it? Like, you say you don't treat people different. I'm not saying you. I'm saying these people that are trying to fake it till they make it. But you're still clenching your purse when I walk by you. You're still, you know, following me around the store. You're still, you know, locking your doors when I walk by your car. You know, it's those little things that are stuck in the back of your mind that replay over and over that you know, that broken record you can't get rid of. You're by saying, I don't treat people differently by race, and then locking your door when I walk by, like, you're contradicting yourself, first of all. Second of all, you gotta open up. You gotta talk about these things and say, okay, you know, I do this. How do I stop this? You know, it's gotta be talked about. It's gotta be an open forum.
But yeah, I don't think that we should be doing anything to show off such a forum.
Yeah.
And yes, I do agree. People will contradict themselves as they're trying to shift behavior patterns. I don't care what the pattern is. I don't care what the topic is. Mm-hmm. That's just going to happen.
It's natural. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just part of the process. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get bent out of shape about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, okay, that's part of the process. And it's really up to each individual. Are they going to continue to grow in the way that they're trying to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Are they trying to just put on the facade of growth to appease somebody, or do they really want to grow? If it's the first, they're basically setting themselves up to attract more of what they don't want.
Mm.
So, good luck to them. Contracting. Enjoy all that crap that's coming your way.
You're right.
On the other hand, if they're trying to take the steps, they're trying to grow, more power to them. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, you know. So, I understand what you're saying, and to some extent, I mean, since I don't have a dark skin tone and don't fall into the category of, quote, black, unquote, then I can't say that I've ever experienced any of that directly. So, maybe that disqualifies me in some ways, but on the other hand, I've never had kids either. I don't think that disqualifies me from talking about kids.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed.
So, still there.
I'm going home.
There you go. I'm done. Well, actually, that ties into something that was happening. Oh, here it is on Facebook. a few weeks ago, I even talked about it briefly on the show. Mm-hmm. I quit a Neville Goddard group. There are a number of them out there, and there's one particular one that I left. And I left it because there was a lot of passive-aggressive behavior going on.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who aren't really clear about what I mean by passive-aggressive is basically, most people have experienced this at one point or another from one or more individuals in their lives. A passive-aggressive person is somebody who will put on the facade, put on the show of they're harmless, they're just nice, easygoing people, and in the background, they will do something to instigate, to get you in trouble, to get you upset, to try to do something to generate some kind of an emotional reaction out of you that they can draw energy from.
Mm-hmm.
It can be in the form of trolling. Trolling is a form of passive aggressive. Sometimes it's more aggressive than passive. But, you know, I mean, that is one form that it can take. Another form is, and you see this a lot in the various law of attraction groups, people who answer comments with the sole purpose, the sole goal of trying to show everybody how smart they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll you know, make snide comments about people who are asking for help or, you know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of different ways that passive aggressive behavior shows up. Mm-hmm. In this particular group, it was kind of a weird form, but basically they were people who were well versed in the way that Neville Goddard expressed himself,
mm-hmm.
which is quite a thing because Neville Goddard did not use plain English.
Right. Which is why we have a decoder.
That's right. That's right. That's why we have decoding. Exactly. Absolutely. And in the process of learning how Neville spoke, they have basically taught themselves to speak Nevillese. So they talk to each other in Nevillese. They don't actually use English.
And so it's like a cool twin language that nobody else understands. All right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's a cult. It's a cult, and it's also cult isn't even the best word. It's a clique. It's a clique. You have to be part of the clique. Right?
Yeah.
And anyone who's not a part of the clique gets put down. Not directly, but it's inferred, like, oh, you know, I'm going to look down my nose at you because you're not part
right.
of the clique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, that's passive aggressive too.
Yes.
You know, so there was this one particular group where not just many of the lead players, but the admin himself was passive aggressive.
Ooh, yeah, I would have left the group too.
And, yeah.
Causing problems. I got to go.
So, I mean, I put up with it for one conversation, and that was it. I was done. And I told him so.
Oh, thanks.
And I left. Okay. So, generally, you can tell I'm not really one who puts up with passive-aggressive. So, today, I see a post from somebody in another group. This is an Abraham group.
Oh, boy.
And they're complaining about passive-aggressive behavior.
Are they doing it passive-aggressively? I just love irony. I don't know.
One might be able to make that argument. I wouldn't want to quite go that far because there wasn't enough evidence there to say, yes, it was definitely passive-aggressive. But okay. Yeah, there was like perhaps a little bit of a hint of it.
There was a hint, a little sprinkle.
Just a little sprinkle. but it led to a question in my mind because she didn't announce she was leaving the group. She was just there to complain about the passive-aggressive behavior. So the question I left in my comment was, okay, well, I understand why you wouldn't want passive-aggressive. I even told how I'd left the Neville group. My question is, why are you staying?
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to leave? I mean, I can understand maybe even saying, okay, I'm leaving because of passive-aggressive behavior. Goodbye. But you're not doing that. So do you want to attract more of it? I mean, what's the point here? I don't understand.
I even feel like that's a little passive-aggressive when people say, I'm leaving this group because blah, 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 blah.
But she didn't say she was leaving.
Right. But I said, but you were gearing her towards it, though. You were gearing her towards the passive-aggressiveness.
Well, I told her I left the group because of passive-aggressive behavior.
Right.
I wasn't telling her to leave the group. I just asked a question. Like, I don't understand. For me, just my own perspective, if I'm in a group where I feel that people are behaving passive-aggressively, I leave. So why? No, I'm not even saying leave the group. I'm asking why is that a choice that you're making? Why would you make the choice to stay? I don't understand that choice.
Yeah.
That was my question. Why are you making that choice? I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't understand. Why are you doing it? Do you want to attract us?
Also passive aggressive, the fact that she's staying, because I feel like she just wants to drop a bomb and then watch it go off.
That's quite possible.
You know, she's like, this group is passive aggressive.
That's why I was saying there's at least some hint of passive aggressiveness there. But I'm not ready to draw the line and say, well, yes, it definitely is passive aggressive.
Well, because
well, okay, that's fine. For me, it's not enough evidence. I mean, to me, that could just be passed off as, well, she's just pissed off about the way she was treated.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, so, okay, I can go with it either way.
Yeah, I can ride with that. I can ride that wave.
But I still don't understand why she'd stay. That's the part I don't get. Why would she stay?
Some people are glutton for punishment. #
For those who are wondering what that reference is, Alex is our keeper of hashtags. She comes up with a list of hashtags for me to put into the description of each show that she's a part of. And it's very, very helpful. And I really appreciate
it. So when you join us on LOA Today podcast videos on YouTube and you scroll down and you hit that little arrow and you see all the little hashtags.
Those are hers.
Girl, right there. I'm being mindful. I'm doing double duty at the same time. I'm walking.
Very appreciated. It's very appreciated. I don't know. It just came to my mind. I don't really even know where to take that conversation. It's just like, Well, actually, there is something else. Before we started, Jeffrey, who's, of course, one of our loyal live streamers.
Hi, Jeffrey. He said hi to me yesterday. We had a nice mini
conversation. Oh, great.
Via GIFs. It was hilarious.
Fantastic. Well, he asked a question. He says, well, it wasn't so much a question as a request. He says, I would love to hear about the new lover.
Did you hear that? Oh, okay. Didn't realize we were live at that point.
I think it was just as we were coming live.
I never looked for that dang red button. Joel told me not to look for red, so I don't anymore.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
It's all Joel's fault. I'm at the end. Anyway. Okay. You know I have no problem sharing parts of my life. That's why I'm here.
I wouldn't bring it up if I thought you were going to be offended by it. No.
I don't care. So we met on Hinge. His name is Craig. I won't divulge his last name, but let's just say I've already created our wedding hashtag.
Whoa.
Just because it's clever. It's clever. It came to me in my sleep. So I don't know if I'm going to use it. We'll see. But, you know, it could happen. He's really sweet. He's totally different from all the other guys that have slid into my DMs. And it's weird. It's. I feel like I attracted it because yesterday I had lunch with an elder friend of mine. I call him Papa Allen. and he took me out to lunch, and we were talking about relationships and what it's like dating in this world, and how he's glad he's done with it, because he's your age, but he's like, now I quit. Like, he's like, he's been married twice. He's like, I'm not doing anything.
He's done.
Yeah, and I was showing him my profile, and I'm showing him what I have to deal with, and he's just like, oh, hell no. And so I was explaining, and then he's like, what are you looking for? And we talked about the list before. And I feel like every time I talk about it out loud, it comes to fruition within 24 hours.
Sure, yeah.
And that's just what has happened. So we talked about it, and he's like, so what do you think makes a good couple? Like, what do you think makes a good relationship? And we started talking about that. And then he actually taught me something, and I used it yesterday.
Oh, what's that?
He said that his second wife, who he loved very dearly, who passed away from cancer, mm-hmm. In her vows, she said that, I love you because you're my biggest cheerleader and my quietest critic. And I was like, ooh.
That's nice.
Ooh. Let me write that down. I like that. And it came up in conversation yesterday with Craig.
Mm-hmm.
He said something along the lines of, I'm insecure about so-and-so. And I was like, well, you shouldn't be. I was like, you're the only you that the universe ever made. So you should be proud of who you are. And you're the most amazing Craig that's ever going to be. So enjoy it while it lasts. And he is like, wow, you're really amazing. I said, like, yeah, I kind of am. So, I was like, I'm here to be your biggest cheerleader and your quietest critic. I don't know about the quietest critic part, though. Like,
What does that phrase mean to you, though? Because when you said it, it meant something very specific to me, but I'm curious to know what it means to you.
I feel like, you know, like, you give constructive criticism, but, like, you know, in a nice way. And I don't have a filter, so it's coming out one way or another. Like, whether your feelings are hurt, we can talk about it later. You can let me know you hurt my feelings, and I'm like, okay, I should have worded it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Why I have a third service dog called Mom. And
I'm gonna tell her you called her a service dog.
I told her.
Oh, okay.
I said I hit a wall rolling. So yeah, she's my filter. So I usually run things by her before I say things. But when I'm talking to a guy and it's only been 24 hours, it's a little early in the game for me to let her know what's going on. And you know, I gotta see if he makes it past the levels first. Mm-hmm. And
it's like a video game.
It is like a video game. Oh my god! And then you know, once you get the ring, you beat the game.
So it's a video game with a hack.
Well, I know all the cheat codes. I'm just saying. Like, I already told them, I was like, listen, I'm pretty darn amazing, so you better lock this down quick. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I might have to do that. And I was like, okay, yes. So things are going well. And
that's good.
Texted me the first thing this morning. He's like, I'm on my way to work. I was like, well, you shouldn't be texting and driving. And he was like, well, I'm in the Dunkin' Donuts line. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. And then he's like, I have 15 minutes before I go into work. Oh, he's a phlebotomist.
Whoa.
And he also is going to nursing school.
Uh-huh.
So I was like,
good for him.
Dang,
good for him.
Good job, I like it.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
He's got family on the Cape, so he's down here all the time. So he
has nice.
No problem driving down here to visit me.
Very
doesn't
good.
Care that I don't drive, doesn't care that I'm autistic, doesn't care about any of the issues I have. He's rocking with it.
Very good.
And
very good.
Amazing teeth and beautiful eyes.
Sounds like you got the list covered.
Except he's not on social media. And I'm like, I feel like I can't trust a person that's not on social media because I can't go through your timeline and learn about you. I mean, I can do it the old school way, but I don't know if you're lying to me. So I can't fact check.
But that to me is where you need to practice.
No, I don't want to practice.
I'm serious.
I'm kidding. No, I know how to do it.
I'm serious. That's actually a great skill to have. And I, in all seriousness, I think that is a skill that is being lost to social media.
It is.
Because and it's one that we don't want to lose. It's actually a very valuable skill to have.
Yeah, there was this guy I was talking to last year, and he said, we were talking and enjoying each other's company and learning things about each other. And he said, okay, tell me something. And I was like, oh, well, I'm on the autistic spectrum. He's like, oh, I know. I already Facebook stalked you. I was like, well, then what do I have to tell you? I was like, And then he's like, yeah, I'm a gym rat. I said, I know, I already saw your Facebook. And it, so we were just like, conversations get deeper quicker because you've already got the surface stuff done with Facebook.
I don't know. I always just skip the surface stuff. I never bothered with it.
You got to do the surface stuff. Like, you know, what do? You know, how's your family? What's your family dynamic? Are you close with your mom? Like, I got
to
know.
I don't consider that to be surface stuff, but okay. If that's surface stuff, then to me, I think you still have to do the surface stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think it has anything to do with Facebook
but
or any other social media.
There's clues on Facebook, so you don't have to.
But this goes back to what I was saying earlier. I don't trust anything that's on Facebook.
Well.
Or Twitter or any of the others. I don't trust any of it because it all is dependent upon how up to date it is.
That's true. That's true.
And I just know from experience that most people are not really good at keeping things up to date about themselves.
Oh, I am.
And I think you're an exception. I agree. You're very good at that. But you are the exception.
I am the exception to the rule. That's true. That's true. Many people tell me that, yes.
Most people, I mean, there are people, including myself. I mean, every once in a while I'll discover this on one of my social media accounts, like, you know, oh, it still says I'm working over at Phoenix. I haven't worked at Phoenix in 20 years.
Oh. Did they even have Facebook back then?
They didn't. No, Facebook didn't even exist back then. You know, like, how did that get there, you know?
Oh, I'm going to need you to change your LinkedIn account. Get it together.
But think about it. How many different social media accounts are there that people have? And then how often do they check their own settings? When was the last time that you think that half your friends checked their settings? I'd be willing to bet that half of them haven't checked them in months.
Probably. I agree with that.
So how can they possibly be up to date?
I mean, there are certain things that people do update, you know, keep things current, like, are you single?
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday is always the same, hopefully.
that is a point, yes.
I don't think anybody updates their list of relatives.
Not really, no.
I do, but, you know.
I think, doesn't Facebook do that automatically based on who you friended and whether or not you indicate that this person is a brother or a sister or a cousin or something like that?
You got to put it in your settings.
Yeah. See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. What percentage of people who use Facebook do you think actually know how the setting work? How you know where you have to go to set things? I'd be willing to bet close to zero
because they change it every time your Facebook updates.
Which makes it even worse. Yeah.
They change it again, and it's like, where was this setting? It was here yesterday. How do I turn this off? Oh, remember when they changed the timeline format?
So, I mean, it actually gets to the point where it's almost silly. It's a running joke, you know, and who's going to bother to try to keep up with it? And people don't. So
that's why I miss the days of MySpace, because MySpace, everybody updated everything all the time.
Well, not me, because I didn't have a MySpace account and I had no intention of getting one.
You wouldn't think you would. If you had a MySpace account, you'd be questionable to me. A grown ass man has a MySpace account.
When I first saw MySpace, and I saw how it was organized and I saw what they were doing, I turned and ran in the opposite direction.
As you should have.
I mean, it was a mess.
What are you doing?
It was a human mess.
Yeah, but it was like the beginning of STEM because like, that's where, you know, people learned how to do coding and stuff.
Well, I think they learned coding before MySpace, but okay.
Well, I mean, the majority of people who weren't interested in it before.
Oh, I see. Okay. Like, right.
Oh, I can put my whole playlist on my whole MySpace. So like legit, I used to sit there and clean the house, turn my MySpace on, and just listen to my playlist.
I don't even list my playlists anywhere. I just don't even do that.
Well, that was MySpace. We're allowed to.
That's true. Well, actually, Facebook wants you to do stuff like that, too, don't they? They want you to say who your favorite movies are and what your favorite TV shows are and your favorite books.
Well, they've always done that. They've always done that. So
I've always ignored that.
Oh, no. That's how you make friends. That's how you grouped in with other people that like this.
No. You forget. I had friends before social media. I mean,
so did I. But it's like, oh, hey, Meg's in this group. Hey, Meg. Let's talk about this. And what did you think of this episode? You know, stuff like that.
I've never had to do that. I never dealt with that.
And it's nice when you see, like, I'll see a cute dude and I'll be like, oh, who's this? Okay, let's see who our mutual friends are, because if it's somebody I don't associate with, like real on the real, then I'm not going to associate with you because I know what type of person you are. And then I go deeper. Then I go deeper. Yes, I Facebook stalk people, and everybody does it. And
I don't. I seriously don't. I could care less.
You're not single. You don't have to.
I wouldn't have done it when I was single, to be honest. I really wouldn't.
It didn't exist when you were single.
I know it didn't, but if it had existed, I still wouldn't have done it. It was not. That's just not my personality. I don't do that.
TV timeout. You're telling me. If you and Louise had Facebook and you were dating right now, you would not look at her page to see what she was all about.
No.
Lies.
No, it's true.
You tell lies, you silver fox. You tell lies.
Honestly, I wouldn't. You know what I would do?
You call her and ask her.
I would ask her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's the generation that I grew up in. I didn't grow up in social media like you so adroitly pointed out. So I learned how to communicate through actual talking.
it's in addition to. So it's like, oh, hey, I saw that.
But I got everything I needed out of talking. Mm. Louise and I shared everything that we needed to share by just talking.
I mean, that does happen. It does happen.
I'm glad to hear that. It's reassuring.
It just takes a little bit of the pressure off. So it's like, okay, I need to know.
Oh, see, I don't see that as pressure.
I need to know, like, how you feel about transgender rights. And then we can talk about it in an open forum because I know which way you're coming from. Like, I know how to approach the conversation.
But you can do the same thing just by talking with somebody.
You know what? Walt, I quit. Hashtag Alex quit.
Alex quit, okay.
Yeah, I think it's my 6-month anniversary, isn't it?
This is definitely a difference of generations. There's no doubt about that.
June, July. I've been with you for 10 months now.
Wow.
That's crazy, right?
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, because the week of my birthday is when I first talked to you.
That's right. That's right. I remember that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we're closing in on a 1-year anniversary. That's pretty.
What are we going to do? Oh!
Have to have a special or something.
Can we? Oh, my God. Let's invite all the old people. let's call. Who are we calling? Oh, my God. I forgot his name. He's going to be so mad. Friday. What's his name?
Tom?
Thank you.
Okay.
Wells. See, I had Wells mixed with Walt, and then I was like, no, that's not Walt. Yes. So we'll call Tom, we'll call Carlos, and I think that's the only piece of people I co-host it with.
I think so. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah.
There's been so many changes, it's hard for me to keep track of them, to be honest.
Caramel Freckled Sparkle Extravaganza.
It has a name already. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm good at naming stuff. Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, wait till you see what I named the second episode of Grass is Greener.
Ooh, we should talk about that, too, because we're getting really close to that. I mean, yes. I'm in the process. I did have a little bit of a meltdown this past week. I told you about it. A little bit of a meltdown over software. No, the software was just not really playing nicely with me. And
No.
I had to tell it to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some new software.
You listened to me. You just canceled it, walked away.
I guess, yeah.
I canceled this software. That is tomorrow Walt's problem, and I canceled the day. Curling up.
Well, actually, I didn't cancel the day. I just canceled the software. asked for my money back. I mean, it was pretty straightforward.
Well, it's all about getting your money back. That's what you get.
Actually, I was ready to. I didn't care whether I got the money back. I mean, I did. Oh. I did care, but I was going to switch regardless of whether I got the money back. Forget it. I was done with it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I can see getting that upset, but I would have eventually been like, no, 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 hold on.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely going to try to get the money back, but I wasn't going to let not getting the money back keep me using the software, is what I'm saying.
Well, oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. I was going to switch.
I wouldn't have done that either. Like, no, right. It would have been canceled either way. Yes. Yeah. Okay, totally agree with that.
It's just a question of whether it would have been canceled with prejudice. Like, I ain't going back to you.
Walk away and say, well, they did give me my money back, but would I use it again? No. Ask me for a survey. Ask me for a survey right now.
They would really not want to ask me for a survey on this one. That's
my point.
This is the only software that I can ever remember having. Mm-hmm. That I previously had a copy of this software back when it was version 14. It's up to version 22 now.
Mm, ooh, wow.
And at version 14, it sucked. I mean, it did function. It was slow as molasses. It was not well organized. It crashed a lot. But at the time, there weren't a whole lot of options. So I lived with it from like versions 8 to 14, and then finally I had enough and I moved on. Well, I figured 8 versions later, they had some time to kind of make it better.
You would think so.
So I figured, well, I didn't like this other package that I had because of a little bit of shenanigans they played. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try again. It was actually worse.
Ooh.
I mean, not a little worse.
A lot worse.
It was completely worse. I mean, they had taken what little was good in the interface and removed it. And on top of that, the software, which used to run slowly on hardware from like 5 or 6 years ago, which was like half the power of current hardware.
Right.
On current hardware, ran slower.
How? What are y'all doing over there?
And when I looked at, you know, I don't know if you've ever checked into how Windows will install software, but there's a place you can go.
Nah, I just press the button and call you.
Okay, all right. But there's a program manager, and you can actually go see the list, and you can uninstall software and all that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do that, yeah.
Okay, you've done that.
I don't need, and it's taking up space, so yeah, let's get rid of it.
This particular package installed 14 different programs.
Oh, hell no.
Like, what the? What are you people doing?
When am I using this?
The replacement installed 1. It runs faster.
Uh-huh.
Runs smoother. It makes a lot more sense on the interface.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really better in every way.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder, why didn't I know about this one before?
Right. Well, you were comfortable in your situation, so you didn't think to look outside your bubble.
Apparently, I wasn't all that comfortable because it was pretty miserable.
I mean,
that's kind of to your point earlier.
Nobody said comfort was comfortable, though.
This is true. This is true.
Let me rephrase it. You were content. You were content in your situation.
Actually, I wasn't even content. I was putting up.
Okay, I agree with that. I can co-sign on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And regretting every minute of it. But all is well, because a couple days ago I actually said, okay, I'm done. Throw this one out the window.
Yep.
Ask for the money back. The money back actually came, or at least the notification came within 24 hours. And then they tell you it takes 7 days for it to end up back on your card. I said, okay, mm-hmm. 7 days, no biggie. Started with the new software, and there is a learning curve. I mean, anytime you're getting new software, there's a learning curve. But it works pretty well, mm-hmm. and I'm learning it. And like I had already done 2 of the scenes that we filmed, mm-hmm. or that we
did better.
And I'd done that with the old software. Went back and did it with a new software and did it in about 1/4 of the time.
Wow. Okay.
With the learning curve.
Wow.
So I figured this is a pretty good purchase already, right?
Nice.
Yeah. So I like it. I'm actually behind schedule in terms of getting the overall editing of the project done, but that's not going to stay very long because with this new software, now that I'm getting used to it, I'm going to be able to do it a lot faster. So it's going to be like it's going to be like Secretariat. I don't know if you remember the horse Secretariat, but he always ran from behind, and then he finished like a locomotive and won all the races.
Oh, okay, because I never saw that movie, but okay.
Well, if you don't know the story of Secretariat, watch the movie. It's a cool – I mean, the movie isn't a perfect representation, but it tells a pretty good story. It tells
a pretty good story.
Well, that's part of it. Part of it was just he was such a cool horse.
Was this the one where the horse talks?
No.
Okay, then what movie am I thinking of?
No, this is an actual thoroughbred. He won the Triple Crown in 1973. And
there was a movie like that, but the horse talked to this one girl, or was it other animals? I don't remember.
It was
definitely live action. He was definitely a racehorse.
But this was a real Triple Crown winner. This wasn't fictional.
It was based on a... you know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of that movie where the zebra wanted to become a racehorse.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Not quite the same thing. But
no, not at all. Not at all.
No, Secretariat was cool. Secretariat was actually a phenomenon because it was the first I think probably the last, as I think back, racehorse that captured the attention of non-racing fans, non-horse racing fans, became fans of Secretariat. And I'm not quite sure why. But I remember it. I remember it happened. And, I mean, this was back in the days of hippies. And, like, the entire hippie community was a Secretariat fan. They were all rooting for Secretariat. You can see it. They're on TV. All these hippies are bounding around. I'm, you know, waving my hand. Big red, big red. Yeah. It was amazing. It was an amazing, amazing thing. I think it partly was because it was a feel-good situation. You know, there was no drama here. There was no angst in the sense of, oh, God, you know, are they going to put Secretariat down because he broke a leg or...
Yeah.
Is this going to...
I hate that stuff.
Yeah, or is this going to be, like, you know, some sort of a major crisis that's going to have political implications or, you know, it's going to be, you know, it had none of that kind of thing. It was just simply a story about a horse that was an exceptional horse who was going to try to do something that hadn't been done in, I think it was 28 years. No horse had won the Triple Crown in like a 28-year period before Secretariat did it. And it just caught everybody's imagination. Now, of course, there was also no social media. There were very few opportunities in terms of entertainment. So when something good came along, you latched on to it. So that made it hard. But yeah, everybody knew who Secretariat was. People who had no idea what horse racing was all about knew who Secretariat was. It was amazing. Truly an amazing thing.
That's nice when the world can come together on something good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah. It's a very good feeling.
Instead of us fighting over the Little Mermaid being black, you know? Full circle. They call me Full Circle Alex.
Full Circle Alex, okay. It does tie into something, though, as I think about it. There was another conversation. This is another reason why I should probably stay off of Facebook.
Is that why I'm in charge of all the social media?
This is true. Yeah, I'm glad to catch up. My madness here.
Every other week, did I make you an admin? Did I make you an admin? I have a new page. Did I make you an admin? Yes, I got it. I'm working on it. I'm posting everywhere. Which, by the way, boosted my ego because I had posted about just my episodes of Daily Dose of Happy and what days I'm on, and it happened to be yesterday's episode, and I said what we were talking about that day. So, you know,
go to
YouTube and find out what we were talking about, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl, I forget her name, she was on the LOA Today page, and she said, "Your freckles give me life." And I was like, oh, my God, I love you.
That's great. I
see them twice a week on. Always plugging.
Shameless. Absolutely shameless. I love it. That's fabulous.
Well, yes, but we also gained...
We're going to have a new fan club now. We're going to have the Alex's Freckles fan club.
Well, that is where my new email comes in.
Well, so that's why I created it. Okay.
Full circle. Full circle. So please send all your fan mail. And if you want to send, like, anonymous questions that you would like us to answer on air, but privately without using your name, you can send them to alex@loatoday.net.
And, of course, you got to spell Alex because you do it a little bit differently.
Yes, it's A-L-Y-X. Just look at the bottom of the screen right here.
There you go. Well, you actually have to be seeing the YouTube in order to, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't actually see.
That's where I tell them to go. Every day. Listen to me, people.
Oh, that's fun. That's funny. You know, I was making a point, and I have no idea what the point was. I've lost it.
It's so gone. Sorry.
Apparently, it was really, really important. Otherwise, you know, I would have remembered it.
We were talking about Secretariat, and then you said that brings up a good point when we were talking about it's nice when the world...
There's something about Facebook, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was about Facebook. That's right.
Because whatever it was, it's gone, so we'll just let it go.
In one ear, out the other, and there it goes.
Jeffrey's been posting all kinds of stuff. Maybe we should pay a little
attention. Oh, hey, Jeffrey. Welcome back. Pay attention. Thank you. Hey, welcome back to the live stream.
He's loving, he's making all kinds of comments of the stuff we talked about. When we were talking about Secretariat, he says, yay, horses and racing stripes.
Racing Stripes, that was the movie. Yes, thank
you. Oh, that was the movie. Oh, he was cueing you what the name of the movie was.
Thank you. Zebra. Jeffrey, I can't see what you're writing, so you have to, like, tap Walt on the shoulder.
Very Racing Stripes. Okay.
Racing Stripes. That was the name of the movie where the kid from Malcolm in the Middle played the voice of the zebra who wanted to be a race horse. Yes.
Good okay. Movie. Okay. Jeffrey also made an earlier comment.
Mm-hmm.
I want your perspective on that. He says fascinating perspectives. Also, I am paid for my social media contributions. And he's got two smiley faces with tears flowing out of his eyes. Laughing. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how is he getting paid? Is he gonna
I don't know.
I'm asking Jeffrey. Type it in. Like, maybe you need to holler at Walt because I'm doing all his social media. So you need to let him know what's really good about my wallet right now. Okay.
I'm happy to give you 100% of all of our current earnings.
And we're back where we started.
Nothing divided by nothing is still nothing.
It sure is. Can't pay bills with hope.
Well, it's a good place to start, but it you're right. It doesn't actually pay the bill, not directly.
No, not directly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Jeffrey, are you an ambassador of some sort? How are you getting paid for your
stuff? Yeah, I'm curious about that.
I would like to know.
I mean, it sounds like one of those little come-ons that you see, one of the scammers saying, I will pay you every time that you do such and such online.
Well, I see it on Instagram all the time. People want me to be ambassadors for their jeans. They want me to be ambassadors for their sunglasses. They want my dogs to be ambassadors for their pet clothes. But the scam is they want you to buy their clothes with your money for 20% off or whatever percentage off they give you. And then, you know, post pictures with your dogs or yourself wearing their items. And then as they sell that item, then they give you a piece of the change. That's how it works on Instagram anyway. I don't know about Facebook, though.
I'm glad you explained that because I wondered how Rusty actually used social media. So that's good to know that, that you're actually doing the using for him.
Yes, I am. But he's a ham, so if you tell him to pose, he will.
Well, speaking of Secretary did the same thing.
Oh, did he now?
Yeah, he was a ham. He always knew when the camera was on, and when the camera was on, he would pose and he'd look.
So it's always the opposite. She knows when I'm taking a picture, and she'll go, no, not today.
Anyway.
No pictures, please. She's already used to the paparazzi, this little lady.
Apparently, yeah. Well, we'll let Rusty be the front man, and Chloe can hide behind the skirts. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, I catch her. But see, I catch her in the cute little poses where she's like, oh, I'm asleep, but I'm not asleep. So cute. Hashtag Instagram.
It's something that I very rarely do. I almost occasionally I will post something, some photo of a cat or one of the cats or two of the cats or something. But it's not something I do regularly. And I'm intrigued by people like you who do post regularly on behalf of their pets. It's like, really? Like, why do you do that? I'm not against it. I'm just curious.
I like to post when they're in service dog mode and they're doing their job and they're behaving, you know, and to let people give people awareness. You know what I mean? Let them know that not all service dogs need to be German shepherds or, you know.
Labs. Oh, true.
You know. They, as long as they can understand commands and do what they're supposed to do and keep me from having a seizure or a panic attack or a meltdown, that's my dog's job. Please do not interrupt them.
Yeah.
And so for social awareness, I post. Also for adorableness, because everybody loves pets.
That's true. Well, that's clearly why so much of the posting gets done about pets.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, look what cute clothes I found on Amazon for my dogs.
My wife is very appreciative of the various people out there who string together videos of dogs and cats and other animals doing funny things or cute things or something along that line, because that's how she gets herself into a good mood. That's how she picks herself up.
I do fall down that rabbit hole at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Cute
mm-hmm.
animals doing funny things or like, oh, little puppies learning how to howl for the first time. It gets me every time. And I'm looking at my dogs like, you guys don't do nothing.
She got a great one the other day. It was a picture. It was a video of a cat in the street who saw, I guess it was a rat rather than a mouse. It was a little bit big for a mouse. So I think it was a rat. And went after the rat. And the rat didn't like it and fought back. And so the rat started chasing the cat. and chased them all over the street, across the street, down the road. I mean, just the person with the video is following them all along, and the rat's going after him, trying to attack the cat and so forth. Like, don't you dare come after me. You come after me, I'm coming after you. Was that your typical cat and mouse story? That's for sure.
No, clearly it wasn't.
Tom and Jerry would definitely have been proud.
That is true. That is true.
Oh, Jeffrey gave us some details. He says, I work for a fine dining restaurant. The owners are busy women that love me and want younger people, foodies, wine lovers, jazz lovers, etc. So there's the answer to your question.
All right. So anyone who disagrees with the fact that I'm not getting paid for this, please, at Walt. Walt at loatoday.net. Just saying. No, it's cool. I happily do this for free because I love what I'm doing. I love sharing. I love helping people. I love sharing my stories, knowing that I could be helping one person who's going through that something.
Yeah, you and me both. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So I would happily do this for free for the rest of my life. However, let's not put that out there.
No, I mean, I want to make money doing this too. So
right. Yeah,
we're actually in the same side, I think.
It was like I was telling PJ earlier. I was like, because she asked me to be her director's assistant. I said, listen, I wear so many hats on this project. I'm going to be in the top one, Forbes top 100 under 40. I was like, she laughed, and I said, no, ma'am. I've got 4 years to do it. So, my words. Easy peasy, mac and cheesy. It's done.
I read that too. It made me laugh then. It's making me laugh now.
I said it, and it is so.
Easy peasy mac and cheesy. I like that.
Yep.
It's a nice variation. I like that a lot. And I wouldn't doubt it at all. I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
I mean, I'm definitely under 50 if I don't make 40.
Well, I have to honestly say my goal was not so much that, but more to be financially independent by the time I was 50, and I didn't come close to that. That was before I knew anything about law of attraction.
Right.
So it's taking me a while to unlearn all of that. Okay. And I'm getting better.
Yeah, I never set a goal like that. I was just living my best life at all times.
Well, that's a good goal.
How it comes is how it comes, and I just ride the wave.
That's much better than what I was doing, I can tell you that. That's a whole lot better.
That's how you stress yourself out by...
No kidding.
Forcing yourself to like, oh, I'm not achieving this goal right now.
Oh, God, it's awful.
That's why terrible. I don't subscribe to stress. I just don't do it.
Oh, Jeffrey adds more details. He says, didn't mean to come off as a scammer. LOA worked for me to get paid doing what I already love and I'm good at.
That's the plan. I'm doing what I love, and I was writing the script last night, and I was like, I had to stop myself, and I was like, I love doing this. Like, I was like, I am so good at this. Like, I'm reading the script to myself, and I was like, oh, amazing. I was like, Mom, come read this.
She was channeling Jim Carrey. Somebody stop me.
And I said, Shonda Rhimes, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm on your heels. I am coming for you. But I won up Shonda Rhimes because I actually act in this.
That's right.
Shonda Rhimes doesn't act, so.
You have a role at this.
I have a role.
And it's a good role, too.
It is a good role.
I will talk, I don't want to do spoilers, but I will talk a little bit about this piece of what's going on because a large portion of what happens in the first episode happens on cell phone calls.
Right. America.
Well, no kidding. Yeah, right. I suppose we should tell somebody, or tell the people who are listening something new, right?
Right, I know, right?
But anyway, because it's a cell phone call, we have to make it sound like a cell phone call on the episode.
Right.
The first one I was doing it with was with our character MJ, who's your friend Richard.
Right.
And I was using the technique I had used previously, and all it sounded like was Richard talking in a higher voice.
Yeah, okay.
I said, wait a minute, this isn't going to work. I got to work on this a bit. It's really something. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm playing with an equalizer function, which allows you to play with the different frequencies. Mm-hmm. And usually a voice will tend to be in one of those ranges, one of those sliders. And that's what was happening here. The problem was, even if I lowered all the other sliders, including that one, and just raised the very, very highest slider, the one that was like 22K, which is high enough for, like, you know, only Dogs can hear it. It still came through almost like his normal voice.
Oh, wow. I mean,
it wasn't quite, but I'm thinking, this is really weird. Yeah. This is really strange. So
it's weird when things that you want to happen.
Well, except it hasn't quite happened the way I want it to happen yet. I'm still trying to find the formula.
It doesn't matter how you get there.
Well, that's absolutely true. Yeah.
The fact that you're there.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Like, I don't know what happened, but everything works out.
And there's some element of that that went on with what I discovered, because I tried something that didn't work. Mm-hmm. I went back later and tried it again the same way, and it worked. And I don't understand what happened.
You don't succeed. Try again.
I want to put that into the category of repeating the same behavior over and over again, expecting a different result.
Oh, okay.
But I actually got a different result. I mean, I was floored.
Okay.
So I'm not arguing with it. It's just like, okay, what's going on here? Will someone please explain this to me? So, I don't think I gave away any spoilers on that, but
I just
want to tell you that's a weird thing that happened. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this new setting that I've come up with will actually sound like a cell phone every time.
But, I mean, that'll work out great.
Well, yeah, once I've got it.
Right.
Yeah. I just hope this actually always works that way.
This is going to be great for what I just wrote.
Okay. Well, now that we've completely and totally confused everybody, why don't we just leave it at that, because we've done an hour, and I think, you know, an hour of confusing people is enough.
Yeah, you ain't going to believe these hashtags. There's got to be at least 30 here, and none of them has nothing to do with nothing.
There was a time when I would have been freaked out about that. Now I just shrug and say, oh, well, okay, that's the way it is.
And that's another hashtag, just ride the wave.
Just ride the wave. So with that lovely thought in mind, thank you everybody who's been listening, especially to our podcast listeners. Thank you, Jeffrey. I mean, you practically have taken over the chat on the live stream and given us all this great commentary to talk
about.
Yes,
everybody,
thank you so
much. Be like Jeffrey.
Be a Jeffrey, absolutely. Be a Jeffrey. And thank you very much. We will see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.